So this is Omar Sultan from the Cisco Systems Data Center Solutions team with another Cisco on Cisco Data Center Tech Minute. So today I'm lucky enough to have Sydney Morgan with me. Sydney is a senior manager in the Cisco IT organization as part of our data center team. So Sydney, welcome.
Thank you.
So for folks that have not had a chance to meet you or sit through one of your presentations, Sydney, give folks an idea of what you do and what your areas of focus and responsibility are at Cisco.
So I work for the Cisco on Cisco team, which is the internal Cisco IT team that documents the business value that we see internally at Cisco by deploying our solutions. And the documentation doesn't consist of just all the benefits, but also consists of some of the concerns, the business risk analysis that we went through, and the learning processes of how we deployed the solution. So we like to say we place the good, the bad, and the ugly in all of our business case reports.
Okay. So this is not just purely marketing material, but you know, this is the same kind of analysis that our senior leadership uses as they try and understand where they should invest and what the priorities should be for spending and resource allocation, those kinds of things?
That's correct. I mean, minus the Cisco badge, I'm just like any other IT manager in a large IT enterprise.
Okay. So why don't you give our listeners an idea of the types of things you've been focused on for the last year or so, and what are the hot topics, or what are the kinds of things our leadership wants to understand about the business value of their investment?
So for the past 4.5 years, I've been really focused on the data center, and of course we've evolved quite a bit in the past 4.5 years. We were out of capacity within our data centers starting late in 2003, but at that time it was floor space that we were really worried about. And as we transformed in 2003 through 2004 to an x86 architecture and improved the density of our compute environment per rack, it quickly became obvious to Cisco that power and cooling was now our new capacity constraint. So through that transformation in the past few years, we've really been looking at our data center capacity and figuring out how to build the most energy efficient data centers so we can meet the power demands going forward to support Cisco's growth.
Cool. And do you see yourself making some progress in that? Is this like a one-time type of thing, or is there a sustaining plan that you need to keep revisiting?
Well, there's a long-term sustaining plan. We took a step back and put together a global data center program that will take us through fiscal year 2013 and trying to anticipate all the new technologies that will be available to us to really improve the overall data center efficiency and the power that we actually deliver to the actual data center infrastructure. There's a number out there called PUE, power efficiency number, that really takes the power that you bring into a data center that is divided by the power that actually gets to the data center, and we're trying to drive that number down to be as low as the ratio as possible. That means we're being as most efficient as we can within our data center. It also helps green the infrastructure, because we also have a corporate responsibility to the environment to make sure that we use the minimum amount of CO2 to power our data centers.
Great. So I'm taking it that your role is really from a worldwide perspective, right? It's not just U.S. focused.
That's correct. We look at the data centers on a globe. Currently, we have 51 data centers around the globe. We divide them into two different categories: production/business data centers and engineering data centers. And we are in the process of consolidating 51 data centers to hopefully around 20 data centers by the year 2013. 6 will be business data centers, and the remaining 14 will be our engineering data centers.
Cool. So if you look at what we've done, you mentioned really being focused on this for the last couple of years. Are we doing anything particularly differently? I mean, you talked about the shift to green and energy efficiency and corporate responsibility and those kinds of things. So obviously power and cooling is a challenge for everyone, and it's driving different behaviors. But beyond that, different types of applications. I know we're moving into some different business models with things like WebEx and Ironport and those kinds of things. Are you seeing any significant shifts in our approach to building out data centers for the business?
Well, we're definitely moving into the software as a service data center model, which is revenue generation data center, but I think most importantly, the most ambitious thing that we're working on is we're really working on virtualizing our data centers end to end. And actually, I think we've come a long ways in the past 2 years, where I can proudly say today, well, as of last week, we have put in the first production enterprise production Nexus 5000 pod, or Fiber Channel over Ethernet pod, which has really virtualized our entire data center infrastructure end to end. And the business results have been tremendous. From a power efficiency, we at a minimum take 6 network connections down to 2 network connections. So not only does that save us quite a few watts per server, but it also means a lot less cable within the infrastructure and a lot less materials being used to build out the data center and then eventually going back into the landfill. So much so that we've built what I like to describe as a fiber once and forget data center. By modularizing the design, putting top of racks in Nexus 5000 and having only the copper contained within each server rack, we now are able to build an entire fiber backbone that will last the entire life of the data center.
Cool. So this is something we're putting into production, or we put into production?
Yes, it just came online last week. Of a small pod, of course, but that is our new standard. We'll be deploying the Nexus top of rack, a modular service-oriented data center pod in every one of our future data centers going forward, and retrofitting the old data centers.
Sounds cool. Sounds like we found the topic for our next podcast.
Yes, we have. It's one that we're really excited about.
Cool. So let me wrap up this intro with a quick, kind of let you be visionary for a second. So if you look at what what's on your plate for the next 12 months or so, or the kind of challenges facing the business for the next 12 to 18 months, what do you think you'll be spending your time on?
Well, what I will personally be spending my time on is building a new interactive tool that in real time documents all the business value that we're driving through our new global data center production. And the technologies that we'll be focusing on driving the business value through is the new Nexus pods and how we measure the benefit of virtualizing our data centers end to end. It's one thing to say that the data centers are virtualized, it's another to say that we think they're efficient, but how are we going about putting the business metrics in place to really document the business value that we're driving to Cisco by virtualizing? And what that is going to do is to enable us to grow Cisco with the least amount of energy and carbon footprint as possible.
So the whole virtualization piece really is very central to what we're trying to accomplish.
The virtualization is central and critical. And then layered on top of that, which I forgot to mention earlier, is automation. Virtualization without automation we think the automation part will actually drive virtualization to its peak optimization. That way you can automate the deployment and only deploy the absolute minimum amount of infrastructure to provide the services that you need at that time, and then take the infrastructure offline to use the least amount of energy managing and running the services out of your data center.
Very cool. Well, Sydney, thank you for your time today. For anyone that wants to learn any more about the things Sydney's talked about or any of our other Cisco on Cisco initiatives or some of the outcomes, you can go to cisco.com/go/CiscoIT, C-I-S-C-O-I-T. This is a portal that we've created that gives you case studies on how we've actually deployed some of these technologies and some of our operational best practices. So thank you for listening. This is Omar Sultan signing off.